Daf is Daf Chav Zayin. So we got to the last three lines of Chav Vav and Beis. The Gemara says Toshma. We're trying to figure out right now whether or not you require Tiborim if you're doing the Kinyan Metalton through the Kinyan Karka. Do those Metalton have to be present on that same piece of property in order for it to work, or no? Even though the Metalton might be somewhere else, once I'm coding the Karka, I'm coding the Metalton as well. So the Gemara says Toshma. Ma'isa Berugam Gliyav Zakenim Sheibam Besfina. They're always on the boat. And it's true, there are many times in the boat.
Yeah.
So they're on the boat, and with a bunch of Zakenim. And Amar Lehem Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, says to them, Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Lehem Rabbi Gamliel, the Zakenim, Isur, the Meister, Shani Asi Lamud, they had food, but they didn't take Meister yet. So he wanted to eat. Rashi says, Shahayu Ban Basfin, the last Rashi in the page, Vishachach Lonasim Rishis Litram. He forgot, he took the food, but didn't tell anyone to take Truma or Meister. So he says, the maize that I'm going to take on the Asi Lamud, I'm going to measure out when I get back home to all my fruit. Nasun Lol Yeshua. It's going to be given to Yeshua, going to the top of Chav Zayin and Aleph now. Umekomo Muschalo. And in the Makom, it's going to be rented to him. Okay. Rashi explains, Umekomo Muschar, three narrow lines down, four narrow lines down in Rashi. But Nasun Lol Rebbe Yeshua Pruta, Rebbe Yeshua gave Rebbe Gamliel Pruta, Mischar Makom to rent that place. So now when Yeshua is renting the property, he gets the metalton along with it. Okay. And then the Gemara says, V'isir acher shani asi lamud. And then that was the referring to, I think it was Chuma.
What does it do to the Chuma that he has to be mesarchet the land?
He needs to acquire. Yeshua needs to be koneh the Chuma for the Nesina to work. So the first thing he separated, he was giving the first thing was the Maaser Rishon for the Levi.
Right.
So he's giving it to Rabbi Yeshua, and he needed to be Kona. How do you receive Mekabalit? So by him receiving the property, I guess, must have been wherever the property was, the Maaser went with it. The Maaser Rishon went with it. Then he says, the Isra Acher, the next Maaser, which is Maaser Ani that I need to give, Shani Asilimbo, that I'm going to measure out, Nasin Loli Akiva Ben Yosef, Kadesh Yizka Bolanim, he's going to accept on behalf of all the Aniyim, Maaser Ani. I'm going to rent out the place for him, and once he rents out the place, through that he'll be kone all the different metalton as well, the maestrani. So the Gemara says, what do you see from here? Shmina Bain and Sabarmo, because he was talking about the area that the maestr was on was going to be rented out to Rabbi Kiva and to Rabbi Shua respectively. So you need them to be on that actual makam. So Gemara said, what do you mean? That's not a raya. Maybe shiny hasam kiyach delo lechichenu. Maybe there's different. Right. Exactly. Rashi says delo lechichenu lehotzi misham kol zman shiyutzu lanicham sham. What does that mean? He did want to be matriach them to take out from there every time they wanted to place them down. What does that mean? What's the tircha Rashi trying to explain here?
Specific that place.
Let's say he didn't rent out that place to them. It's all yours. So then, with the second they get home, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua have to run there and get it out because it's not. They don't own that makom. It's Rabbi Gamliel's property. So he says, no, that property is yours. No need to rush. Just if, for practical reasons, but not because the kinyan needs to work through that way. Just so you know, that's your makom. You're renting it from me. Don't leave it there as long as you need to leave it there. Toshma, the Gemara brings another raya. Maybe do you require tziborim or not? Rava Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav Shnei Shtarotein. The two types of documents that we have. Zochu B'Sadezeh, you say to a guy, I want you to be Zochu for this field on behalf of this other guy who's not here. Zochu L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav. Zochu B'Sadezeh Zulaplon, he says the document, V'Kasu Lo Sashar. Now here's the document. Choze B'Shar V'Eino Choze B'Sadezeh. So once a guy is Zochu in the property, I can't be Choze in the property anymore, but I can be Choze in the Shar. I can't, you know what, I want to take that document back. I don't want you to have that proof of purchase. I want that back. That you'll have to be chozer. And that's type of shtar one you can retract on. But let's say I write a document. I say to you, Amnas shetich fatulo es shtar. You're zocha for Reuven as long on the condition that I write for you a shtar. Chozer bein b'shar bein b'sadar. I'm able to retract both on the purchase and on the shtar, because so long as you didn't get that shtar, I didn't hand it to you yet, so the sale isn't complete, I could be chozer. The first case is where I want the sale to be complete, your zocha for him. The shtar is completely ancillary to the discussion. So once you made a chazak on the karka, it's final. But here, where the kinyan is dependent on you receiving the shtar, and since you never received the shtar, I still have the ability to retract. These are two types of shtaros. One where the shtar is built into the kinyan, one where the shtar is simply a raya ba'alma. So Rav Chiya bar Abba and Amar Rav Huna shlosha sharos. And he says, no, they're actually three types of sharos. Hayahin, trei hadamer, and the two that you already mentioned. And idach, the third one is, im kidem mocher v'kasav los hashtar. If the mocher, the one selling the property, writes a shtar that he's selling to somebody else, but he didn't sell it yet, he just wrote the document. Ko'osa shishaninu, like that which we taught already beforehand. So then, the lach is, kosvin shtar l'mocher, you're allowed to, the Mishnah says, this is the, what we learned elsewhere, you're allowed to write a shtar for the mocher, half a pisha in lokechimo, because the mocher only has to lose. So if he wants to write a shtar that he's selling the property, he's certainly allowed to. If he loses the document, that's his fault. And the lokech can find the shtar and say, I bought it from him. So if he wants to put himself at a disadvantage, he's certainly allowed to. And we would draft a document for the mocher. Kevin shehichzig imo bekarka nikna shtar b'chol makom. So once the shtar is already written somewhere that you're selling it, and then lokeach, there's a chazak on the property, so that chazak on the property has the ability now to have him acquire the shtar also, wherever that shtar might be. So who cares? The shtar is not on the karka, it's wherever it is. So I'm kona the metaltan to the kinin of the karka. Shmami, no, we learn from here that lo ba'in and tibor. I don't require the shtar to be in the karka, it could be niknin wherever it is. Gemara says, no, shiny shtar daf sira da'aru. No, shtar is very different. Shtar is like a stam metaltin, like I'm buying your property that I'm going to also buy a car that's somewhere else. A shtar is considered the reins of the karka. Even though physically it's not on it, it's viewed as the reins of the karka. So that's why wherever when I buy the karka, the shtar comes along with it. It's a very different type of metaltin and cannot be used as a model for elsewhere. But doesn't it comment on this very discussion? Katani zuhi shashaninu. This is the example of nechasim shein l'machrayos niknim im nechasim sheyesh l'machrayos bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. The prime example is that shtar is going to be nicknamed with the karka. Shtar is viewed as a regular metalton, so it is a model. So we can conclude finally, shmamina lo ba'inan tziborimba shmamina. We don't need metalton to be on the karka, just like we don't need the shtar to be on the karka for you to be kone the shtar along with the karka. Now the Gemara wants to know, ibayilu mi ba'inan agavala. So we already established that I could buy karka, and you could have come along with that, draw with that metaltlin, and then metaltlin does not need to be on the karka. But do you require agav? What is agav? So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi around 10 narrow lines up, agav, first word on the line, he says, sheyomer lo kani karka, v'kani metaltlin agve. When you say, I say to the guy buying it, buy the karka, and along with it, agav, also get the metaltlin. Do I have to articulate the lashon of agav? Exactly. So the Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya, the katani, kolhani, v'lo katani, agav. It says all those different things. Rashi says, kolhani, what does it mean kolhani? V'imo mea tzon. It says, here's a karka, and with it, you're going to have tzon. But v'lo katani, agav, mea tzon. It doesn't say agav.
It says mamish.
All the discussions, it doesn't say anything about agav. You don't need to mention the word agav. Just say, I'm kona the karka with the metaltan. Ulatamech, wait a second. According to your reasoning, your raya that you just brought, kani mikatani, doesn't say, the mocher doesn't say, lokeh kne, buy it. But obviously you have to say kne in order for it to go through. I have to say, okay, it's all yours. But the brisa doesn't say the lashon kne, even though it has to be said. Ella, adamar kne, hachanami, adamar agav. The brisa wasn't being so exact in what has to be done. But just like you have to say, kene, go ahead and acquire the karka, so too you have to possibly say, you have to say the word agav. So there's no raya from the fact that it didn't say agav earlier. Because the earlier discussion, again, wasn't being so clear in what needs to be said. So what's the bottom line? Hilchasa tziborim lo bainan. We don't need tziborim, but we say agav v'kene bainan. You do need to articulate to be kene, to acquire, and also the lashon of agav. Now the Gemara wants to know further. Let's say I want to sell you the property, the field, but I want the metaltan to come through a matana, not through a purchase. Is that going to work or not? So they're using two different mechanisms here.
The matana and then agav a sale, or matana is...
agav matana. I'm selling you the property, and I'm going to throw it as a gift. You're going to throw the car in as a gift, but not through the mechira. The sale of $500,000 was for my house. Right. I'll give you the $20,000 car as a gift.
People do that with different things in the house.
Right, okay, exactly. Furniture. Keep the cow, exactly, right. So is that going to work, right? That's a good example. Keep the furniture. The fridge is part of the house. That's part of the karka. The things that are not part of the karka. So how does that work? So Tashma, Isur Shani Asir Lamud, back to the discussion above Nasan Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel said the Ma'aser Rishon that's going to go to Levi is going to go to Yeshua, Umekomo Muscharlo, and he's going to rent the place. Shema Mina, it works. Why? Because Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, I should say, Rabbi Gamliel could call him Yeshua, I could call him Rabbi Yeshua. So he was hiring, he was being a mecher on the property, but the Ma'aser was a matana to him. So the mecher allows the matana to pass through as well. So it is permitted. So I could say, I'm selling you the property, and as a gift, I'll throw in all the furniture. That's permitted. Okay, Ibar Yilu, the Gemara asks, what about this? Sade la'ach lechad, mutatun la'acher. I'm going to sell you a property, but I want you to be zoche for Ruvain as well, all the mutatun. So Rashi just explains here, Sad the last few narrow lines, Sad la echad umetatul and acher, Vamar la bal hasad, I say to the guy owning the field, Kenea sad, buy the field, la tzmechot for yourself, Ve'agva, on top of that, yiknu metatul and ploni, and bizoche for somebody else, all the furniture, your neighbor is going to need the furniture, you don't mind just acquiring it for him, and he'll be zoche to that. Does that work? So Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya, Yisr shani asir lamud, Nasan la kiva ben Yosef, Kadesh yiskalo banim, umakom mischalo. So I'm giving the Ma'aser Ani to Akiva, to Rabbi Akiva, to him in order to accept it on behalf of Aniyim. So he is being zoch as a matana for everybody else, all the Aniyim. My muscha, what does not mean muscha, muscha la Ma'aser? So he is acquiring the makom, and he's getting it as a matana, he's zoch on behalf of the Aniyim. So it does work. And the Gemara says maybe it's different. Maybe you can't bring a rye from Rabbi Akiva to general because maybe Ibai Seima, Shiny Rabbi Akiva, Diyad Aniyim Havim. Rabbi Akiva Rashi explains the last narrow line is Diyad Aniyim Hu, Ho V'Gabai Shel Aniyim Haya, Harehu Kiyado, Ma'ashen Kin Bacher. He's a Gabai. He Mamish represents them. He's not being Zoch. It's not a general din of Zochen L'Adam. Maybe Zochen L'Adam doesn't work if I'm buying something and then want to be Zoch for somebody else, that wouldn't work. But Rabbi Akiva is Mamish the Yad. He's the Gabai of the Tzedakah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, it's a favorite topic. One of my favorite topics to speak about Rabbi Akiva. I spoke about that Kol Nidre night downstairs. I've used it before. I'm going to use it again. He's a dreamer. And he's a dreamer. And he's an accomplisher. He dreams and he fulfills. Either way, Rabbi Akiva is certainly very special. Gemara says Amar Rava. Rava says Lo Shanu Ela Shenasan Deme Kulan. This is only true. What's this? Rashi explains first wide line down Lo Shanu. The metaltlin nicknin bechazaka the karka. When there's a work, it's only true elishin asin lo dmei kol metaltlin v'karka. When the guy paid, the lokeach is paid for everything up front. The chi a chazke bekarka. When he holds on to the karka, there's a chazaka. Adai te limikne kula chazke. He has in mind that chazaka is going to work in all the different pieces. Avalon asin lo dmei kol metaltlin. If he doesn't pay for all the metaltlin, so then lo kana metaltlin bechazaka the karka ela kineged ma'osav. Then the kinin chazaka only works on whatever he paid for. But that which he did not yet pay for, the chazaka does not work. So the Gemara says that's what it means. Again, ra amar rava lo shanu ela shenasan deme kulan. It only works for all the metaltlin that you already paid for. Avalon lo nasan deme kulan. You didn't pay the full amount of metaltlin. Lo kana ela kineged ma'osav. You only acquire that which you already paid for. Tana kavasa de rava. There's a brisa that supports this as follows. Yafek koach hakesef mikoach hashar. Buying with money is greater than using a document. And at the same time, koach hashar is mikoach hakesef. How so? Yafek koach hakesef. How is kesef greater than shtar? Shehakesef podin ba'akteishos u'maiser shenim. I could be pod the hakteish onto money. I could be pod the maiser shenim onto money. Ma'ashen kim hashar. Exactly. It doesn't work by shtar. The yafek koach shtar. Shtar is greater than shehashtar moti bebas yisrael. It works as a get. Ma'ashen kim bekesef. Kesef doesn't work. So that's a weakness that Kesef has. And now, further, V'yafa koach shneim, both Shah and Kesef are greater, mikoach hazaka, and also koach hazaka is greater than mikoach shneim, greater than both of them. How so? V'yafa koach shneim, both Shah and Kesef are greater than chazaka. Why? She shneim konum be'evet ivri. A Kesef and Shah work to acquire an evet ivri. Ma'ashen kin b'chazaka, chazaka does not work to acquire an evet ivri. But V'yafa koach hazaka, chazaka is greater than the other two. Shechazaka, chazaka is macher lo eser sados. Let's say, I sell to you 10 fields, the best medinos that are spread 10 different places in the world. Kevin shechzik ba'achas mehem. Once you hold on, do chazaka to one of the properties. Kadam kulam, it works for all of them, even though they're spread out, they're not touching each other. Exactly. So Gemara says, b'mat dvar memur. When is this true? only shinas and lo de mekulon. It only works when you paid for everything. Rashi explains, even though we're talking about sados here, Rashi just clarifies on the top of Amud Beis here. B'med dvar ramurim dekarnu b'chazaka desadazu esad acheres shein esmucha la bezman shinas and lo v'chulei. That when does it work for the field in Woodmere, and it also works for the field in Los Angeles, umetalton, he adds, hanikten imakarka, also metalton that are on top of those properties, nami kasadeh shein esmuchel odami, it's similar to something that's not next to the field, and it works only when you pay for the full amounts. Aval lo nasan lo dmei kulon.
Kesef, same thing?
Say it again?
Midin kesef?
Midin, well.
It comes in the same time, in other words.
Yeah, so you have to figure out exactly how this works. It sounds like the kinin is really chazaka, but only on the condition that it's already been paid for.
Right.
Exactly. Right. But it's not that the kinin kesef is acquiring it.
It's the kinin chazaka.
Exactly.
Kanam,
right.
But it's coming from the swara.
Meaning
that the tam of kesef.
Yeah, the mocha, I think, would only be willing to let the chazaka work if you pay the money.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
But then he concludes, aval lo nasan lo dmei kulon, if you didn't pay for all the land, and also you didn't pay for all the metaltalin, lo kana ela keneged malsa, then you only get whatever you paid for. And that's the brisa that supports the position of Rava. And the Gemara now says, this whole discussion is a Messiah light, it's a support for Shmuel. Who's Shmuel? Damar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Amar chalo, asesadaos b'asa medinos, if you sell a property or 10 properties in 10 different countries, kevin shechzik b'achas men kanes kulon, very first, mamish where Shmuel says.
Right.
So Amar Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika, teida, I'll bring your raya even for this idea. She'ilam maser lo esed behemos b'af she'echad, if I, let's say, gave you 10 animals and one rain only, Vamerlei, and the mocher says, Kinei, go ahead and buy this. Mi lokani, is it not going to work? Of course it will work. So too, I'm giving you two fields. Hold on to one of the fields as the rains. It's going to work for all 10 fields. That's the raya. So again, I'm giving you 10 reindeer, and you take the reins of the front one, all of them come together. Whereas this, what kind of raya is that? Amalei, mi dami, are they similar? Hasim igud biyado. There, by the animals, they're all connected to each other. I'm pulling the front reindeer, the rest come with me. They're all connected to each other. But, so I'm giving the example of reindeer. But just that's why I imagine the animals that come together. They all, like, link together.
Horses.
Okay. Yeah. So, ein igud biyada. I've seen too many movies, I guess. Ein igud biyada. As opposed to the land are not touching each other. It's not a raya. They're 10 different countries.
Right.
So you can't bring me a raya from there. Okay, the Gemara then says, Ikadami, there's another version of how this discussion went. Amar Rav Acha Bre Drava Ika Teda De Lokani. I'm going to bring your raya that it doesn't work. That if doing a chazak on one property will not work for the other 9 properties. Why? Ilu Maser Lo Eser Behemos Bafsechad Vamar Lo Zo Kane Mikane. I give you 10 animals and I give you one rain. Will it work for the other ones? It won't work for the other ones. They're all different animals, so just like it doesn't work for the other 9 animals, so too it won't work for the other 9 fields. And the word says, no, what kind of rejection is that? Mi dame, are they similar? Hasim, when it comes to the animals, gufa mechlokim, they're all distinct, they're different animals, so you need a separate kin in each one. Ha chasad da'arachadu. Here, this is the Gemara Baba Kama also used. It's all one land. All the lands are connected. Rashi explains, Sadna the Arachadu, around 8 narrow lines down, the Hakula Mechuberes, they're all connected, they're all attached to each other. Sadna, Rashi says, Trink, Kimo Sadan Shanafachim, Kilomar Eser, Asit Vechibur Hakarka Chadhu, the Hakula Mechuberes. I'm not sure what he's trying to get out there. I don't know what that literally means. But they're all connected. And I guess I mean, even if it's, let's say, disconnected by rivers or by oceans, a different continent, they're all still, I guess, connected even below the ocean, of course. They're all connected in some way, some form. So therefore, it works by karka, but it does not work by behemoth. Okay, the Gemara now says...
But also, you have din by behemoth, mashicha. You don't have that, you know...
Mashicha. So therefore, you're saying maybe that's just weaker?
Right.
Maybe the mashicha is weaker. The problem here, they're saying, is the fact that they're not connected. Something, if they would be connected, it would work. So let's say you have, I don't know... Let's say you have a metalton that are connected. Let's say they are connected by ropes. So do we view that now as being mechuber, and it will work one on each 10 or now it's considered one unit? Maybe that's considered one animal now, or one, let's say you have 10 boats all connected to each other. Is that one boat now, and that's why it works? Or it works, I'm not sure. Like, what to think about it. Rashi, by the way, Toso says here, he says, they're all connected by one rain. who achas betzlapayim or besarish achas, he holds on to one of the reins or pulls the hair of one of them. Vala kamar, and then that's where the whole discussion is. Question: why doesn't it work though?
Yeah.
According to the second opinion, if they're all connected. Turns out that apparently there's machlokas. Okay, so these two gedamris, the machlokas, whether or not if animals are all connected, if I do one, does it work for the other ones? The first ma'alamar says it does. And the second one says it doesn't because it's still viewed as distinct individual animals. Fine. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Zoki Ginesa Nechasim Vechule. The halacha is that you cannot take a shuvah on karka. If let's say you claim that I stole your land and I deny it, you can't force me to take a shuvah on karka. That's the halacha, based on Pesukim. But what we can do is, if let's say you make me bake a shuvah on metaltlin, then through a gilgul shuvah, you could throw on top of that also make a shuvah on the karka as well that I'm denying. So Gemara wants to know, Amar Ula Minayin La Gilgul Shuvah Minatar. What's the source, Midaraisa, that gilgul shuvah works? It quoted Gemara and Sota. Pesukim and Sota, Parshas Nasa, Shinemar, V'amr Ha'isha, Amen, Amen. And she says Amen twice. Why? Exactly. So Tana and the Mishnah explained, Amahi, Omeris, Amen, 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 Allah, Amen, Ashvuah. There's an Allah, there's a type of Shvuah. Rashi says Allah is the curse of the her yarek's going to fall out. The Shvuah that she said she never do anything wrong. So Amen, Mishzeh, Amen, Mishacher, this person, another person, Amen, Shalos, Saitis, Arusa, Venesua, Shemesh, Yavam, Kunusa, all these different stages, she's saying Amen too. So we're, even though there's only one. One sure. Kino theorem, it's really Shuas, the Amen, is going on all of them.
Right.
Thanks. Sorry. So the Gemara wants to know now, so exactly, Hayarusa, Hechidami, what's the situation of Arusa here? Ilema de Kanile Kishirusa. If he did Kanile, if he did a Kinoi, if he warned her while she was in Arusa, the Kamashkele Kishirusa, and gave her to drink while she's in Arusa, but doesn't the Mishnah tell us Arusa v'shemesh yavam lo shosus v'lo notlos k'suba? We know the halacha is you don't make an Arusa drink, so it can't be in a case where she's an Arusa and you made her drink. My time a tachas ishech al merachman avalekam. The only time you force him to drink is when it's tachas ishech, when she's actually married to you. An Arusa is not, so that can't be the example of when she says amen when I'm an Arusa. Ella the karnilei kisherusa v'nisra kisherusa. Really, it's a situation where he did a kinoi when she was in Arusa. And the stira also took place when she was in Arusa, but kamashke la kishia nesua. But now that she's married, he's forcing her to drink. So mi batki le maya. Does a sota work in that case? Maya v'naka ish me'avon am rachmana. The only time the sota works is when the man is clean of any sin. What sin did he do? Am rachmana. The Torah says bizman she ish menuka me'avon mayim botkin nesaisha. Ain ish menuka me'avon ain mayim botkin nesaisha. Only when he's clean of sin. Does it check? But when he's not clean of sin, it doesn't check. So what exactly is this referring to here? Rashi explains, last few narrow lines here, if the situation is where she was in Arusa, there's a kinoi, and then there's a steer when she's in Arusa, she's asertim now. So how could it ever come to become a nesua?
Right.
Must be that they had bia.
Right.
But he's not allowed to have bia. She's asertim as being a sota. So this mesota won't work anymore.
When she
violated the Isra and was with her after she was already stira. So what's the case of the Arusa? So it must be the only time you could have that there's an Amin on the Arusa is Ela Ayide Gilgul. You're right. You can never create a situation of Kino and Stira alone of an Arusa, but if she's now, she's getting Kino and Stira, she's saying Amin that when I was Arusa, I did nothing wrong either. Rashi explains, Ela Lav Ayide Gilgul Velogarsin and Dekanile. Fine, that's a different point. It doesn't mention a different Kirsa. Either way, that's the Raya from the Amin.
Otherwise, he wouldn't.
Exactly. So that's Midaraisa. The Amen is going on the case of Arusa. It only works through Gilgul Shuah.
Even though it's not really Mitzias.
Even though it's not Mitzias, what do you mean?
Because if Shitaka did it, it wouldn't work anyhow. In other words,
but once she's drinking Sota in the case of Nesua, then that can, if she did something wrong when she's in Arusa, it would affect her retroactively what she did wrong. Even though independently it couldn't have created
by itself, but
exactly.
Later on it could.
Exactly. Okay, so we'll stop here. Just the next line, the Gemara says, "So ashechan sovta diyisura." So this is a nice source of bisur. But mamona milam. Our whole discussion is mamona. How do you know exactly? So Gemara is going to get to that tomorrow. No point going to it right now because tomorrow's a short daf. We don't want to take away tomorrow's daf. But okay, we'll stop here, I guess.
Okay, shkoyach.
Okay, shkoyach to you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.